in Yerushalmi, going to Gittin Bavli, Daf Nun Hey. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Amad Beis at the Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada testified to the following laws. L'charesh she'si avia she yaitz beget. If a man was mechalish his deaf mute daughter when she was a minor or a nara, her husband can divorce her. Al katana basiso she nisus lekoyen. And if an orphan minor has basisor is married to the kohen, she may eat truma, and if she dies, then he inherits her. And if a man stole a beam and built it into a building, he may return its value to the owner. If one was makdish, a stolen animal, to be a korban chatas, and this was not known to the public, it atones. This is the enactment for the mizbeach. The Gemara says, "Bichanina bar kami rabbi imi nirin dvarav rapikachas sheyesh la das sheyotze ben adas ben shlo ladas v'chareish sheim adas leitetzi ela ladas." The Gemara brings from the Bichanina, he said to rabbi imi, it seems that a pikachas, which means a healthy adult female with das, can be divorced with her das or without her das. A chareshes, who has no das, can be divorced only with das, meaning that she cannot be divorced. Veloy edesi avzu keyetzeba. And he said, was this not testimony? It means the halacha always follows testimony. Also, this case of a pikachas who went deaf is similar to a chareshes whose father married her off. She can be divorced. May Sifin ala Edith, Rabbi Chanina asked, may we add to the testimony? Rabbi Chanina sava bevikachas sheesi avia, benefchausha, should say. Rabbi Chanina holds that a pikachas whose father married her off and she went deaf, she cannot be divorced. But at the time of Kedushin, she had death and now she does not. The testimony was about when it was a chareshes when her father married her off. Rabbi Yosi sava meima bekatana sheesi avia, if he holds it, Rabbi Chanina discusses a katana or nara whose father married her off. If she was a begeris, her father has no domain over her. He would marry by herself. Rabbi Yochanan says, why do they say that a minor basisor eats truma? So all kohanim will be eager to marry her, and it's less expensive to feed her. Because of chayin means she will have grace in their eyes. Amar bi Shammai, Ushate Yodas Lishmar Kedushin. Shammai says this is if she knows how to guard her Kedushin money. And I should say now, we skip the next few words. Amar bi Hananya min ma da amar bi Yochanan mipnei Chena, ha da amar afilu lo Yodas Lishmar Kedushin. Hananya said that since of Yochanan said it's for chayin, this reason shows that even if she does not know to guard the Kedushin. I should say, Amar Rabbi Ami, Masnisa Amakein, Nisus Lekoyen, Hichel Betruma. And Ami says we have support for this from a Mishnah, that the Katana, at least 3 years old, and one day, if she married a Koyen, she eats Truma, even though she is too young to know how to guard the Kedushin. Rav Hamnuna, B'Shem Rabbi Asi, Katana Ein Lachupa, Ramanana, quoting Rashi, said that a katana until 3 years does not have chuppah to permit her to eat truma. And we skip out the next few words. We should say, "Rabbi Avin, boy, if you nechas al chuppah le nivela, v'shalcha le v'saviya, v'gidila, mao shetoichel b'truma." Rabbi Abba asked whether she entered chuppah and didn't have relations, and he sent her to her father's house, and she matured, may she eat truma? Shmeinim el hador al gav haposa harishena. The answer we learned from the following, she eats based on her first chuppah. If one stole a beam and built it into a building, he disassembles the entire building and returns it to the owner. And Beisil say that he returns its value to the owner due to Takanas HaShovim, which is an enactment to help people to repent. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ma Pligin, B'Shegazloi, Meshupa, Avlim Gazloi, B'Shipu, Domimhu, Chayavloi. Rav says, what are they arguing about? It's when he stole a smooth beam. But if he stole it and then smoothed it himself, he acquired it through the shinui, through the change that he made to it. So he owes money, but keeps the item. If he stole it and after he smoothed it in its place, what's his law? The answer is we can notice in this case, one who descends into his friend's ruin and built it without permission, we estimate for him, and he has the lower hand, means he receives the lesser of his expenditures and the increased value. If he requested to take his wooden stones, we don't listen to him. We should say, Mishum of Nachman bar Yaakov, boy, Elu ha-Pirik, Chavilasai lasech chuvasai shal chaveiroi, Balagil holach litla, Shema ein shemiloi. Yaakov bar Acha, quoting of Nachman bar Yaakov, asked, if one unloaded his bundle into his friend's ruin and went to take it, do we not listen to him? Leishmiya, Dama of Yaakov bar Idi, Mishum Mishum ben Levi, Mishum Yeshuv. The Gemara answered, did he not hear what Rabbi Yaakov Eidi said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi? There's an enactment due to settlement of Eretz Yisrael, so there'll be places to live. And it should say, Na'am Rabbi Yossi, Havina Salva Meima, it should say, Ben Ba'aretz Ben B'chutz La'aretz Pligin. Rabbi Yossi says, I would assume that they argue about both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Mima Da'amah Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha Mishum Yeshuv, Ha'da'amah, it should say, Ma'pligin ba'aretz al v'chutz la'aretz lo. But from what Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, as an enactment due to settlement, this teaches that they argue about Eretz Yisrael, but not in chutz la'aretz. Because litol, she say, demei etzav v'avonav ma'u. If he requested to receive the value of wooden stones, what's the law? When is the owner of the ruin obligated to pay him? She say, oimim lo'i hamten ad she'yed b'secha. The answer is we tell him, wait until the owner of the ruin lives in it, and then he'll pay you. Where Shmuel says, we give it to him immediately, his wood and stones, or their value. Ulabash Yishmol, b'din hava, afilu lo'i noidu l'rabim, lo'i t'chaper lama, amu t'chaper, sh'lo'i yehei ha'mezbeach, shemam. Shomim. Ulabash Shmuel said, our Mishnah says that if a stolen chatas was not known to the public, it atones. According to the letter of the law, even if it was not known to the public, it does not atone. Why do they say it atones? This is an enactment, lest the mizbeach be desolate, means if kahanim are dejected because they ate chulin. Ba'azor means non-kodesh items in the temple courtyard, they were refrained from offering korbanos. Reish Lakish amar b'din hava da'afilu noyde l'rabim t'chaper v'lam l'amulay t'chaper shle yehei mizbeach mekabel gzeles. Reish Lakish said, according to the letter of the law, even if it was known to the rabbim, to the public, then it atones. Why do they say it does not atone? This is an enactment, lest people say that the mizbeach accepts theft. Kamehim rabbim, what is considered rabbim, the public? Guryon, b'shem Reish Lakish, shlosha b'nei adam. Guryon, quoting from Reish Lakish, says it's three people. Rabbi Avin, b'shem Rabbi Yonason, evesim, grozol, b'esa b'serch, b'esa choyle, ma'a b'serch, b'choyle, b'goli, afkol, b'goli. Rabbi Avin, quoting Rabbi Yochan, said that, quoting from the Pasuk in Malachi Peg, Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel, and you have bought stolen or lame or sick. Just like lame and sick are exposed, also everything is exposed means it has to be a known theft that is possible.